right. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old buddy. It's Jesse, the usher, normally from the American Airlines Center, but we understand, Jesse, you're now working as an usher out at the ballpark. Is that right?
That's correct.
Morning, Jesse.
Can you fellas hear me? I'm having a hard time understanding.
Yes.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I'm now working out at the ballpark. I need to work because something happened to my retirement savings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I invested my money with a Bernard Madoff. Yeah.
Did you?
For some reason, I can't seem to raise him up on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
Well.
Might get bad news if you ever do get a hold of him.
I'm working again, and that's fine with me, because I'm 87 years young, and I've never gotten so much female reproduction activity that I have since I started ushering.
Really? That kind of helps you with the ladies, huh?
Oh, these cougars are wild. they like all kinds of crazy stuff. Canine and Rush Cowgirl and
Jesse.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse.
Crazy athletic stuff. Of course, ushering is easy at the ballpark. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, there isn't anyone to usher. last night I had no one in my section. I just sat down and napped.
Well, that is an easy job. You get paid for doing that.
Well, they've actually loaded me up with a lot of other responsibilities since I don't have to usher patrons so often.
Uh-huh.
Right.
What do they got you doing?
Well, I guess I do some kind of ushering because I have to usher the Latino ball players into the ballpark, and they come in through their own special entrance. They tunnel into the ballpark.
Oh, gosh.
One of my jobs is to leave a manhole cover unlocked.
All right. Oh. I don't think that's the way they enter the ballpark. That's ridiculous.
I also have to go out to the ballpark on the off days and scare off Ron Washington, who's always setting up camp out there.
What do you mean?
Have to chase him off in this skinny dog he has that follows him around everywhere. And I have to get in the earth mover and bulldoze his cardboard box and old blankets and stuff and kind of push them off into that lake out there.
That's your responsibility, huh?
Yeah, and then I'll find him around there in a few days pushing around a shopping cart or maybe a stroller filled with stuff.
Jeez.
I'll run him off again.
Yeah, they got you working a lot out there.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Mr. Hicks is almost as strange as Mr. Cuban.
How's that?
I'm worried he isn't doing too well, by the way. He borrowed $20 from me 2 weeks ago, and he's already defaulted on the payment.
On $20?
Yeah. Very simple interest structure. Mr. Ryan sure is a piece of work out here.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one. I will say about this, about in his defense, he is the only one who supports Mr. Washington trapping and eating nutria down there in Markholtz Lake.
he lets him do it, huh?
Yeah, sure does. Of course, I don't know how many more times I'll make it out to the ballpark.
No, your health isn't failing, or is it?
No, it's because they suck, and I can't stand losers. I do know. I'm up there in age, and I'll never live long enough to see the Rangers in the World Series, and yeah. Neither will you or your grandchildren. Make book on that.
Well, Jesse, hot sports opinions.
It's not true. All right, fellas.
Okay, Jesse, you got to go?
Yeah, I got to go. I got some soup on the stove right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We'll see you, Jesse. Thanks for the time.
Bye-bye.
Here's Jesse now working out at the ballpark.